Well, this weekend there is a major festival on at South Bank. It is Le Festival. It's the largest French festival in Australia. And to talk all about the festival, we're joined now by Betty Monette, who is the director of Le Festival. Betty, bonjour and bienvenue.
Bonjour, thank you very much.
And so what's planned for the festival? What are the big attractions that people should know about?
There's a lot of things happening from Friday at South Bank. So we have a huge market with over 70 exhibitors, all with French products, French food and decorations and lots of things. But we also have a stage with over 100 artists coming on the stage for the whole weekend. So there's entertainment. I'm just in South Bank at the moment, and I'm expecting 7 tons being delivered of French wines in a minute. So there's the good champagne, good wines, amazing food, masterclasses, and we've also got activities for the children. So there's definitely something for everyone.
Yeah, it sounds like nobody's going to be going thirsty.
No, we've got, I think, 1.3 ton of ice following that, and then the champagne will be delivered. So I think we'll be okay.
Okay. Well, there's a lot on, but I guess what really distinguishes this festival from others around in other cities is that this is not a corporation putting this on. This is the French community of Brisbane.
Everybody agrees. We've got guests coming from interstate. The French consul will be there. We've got the ambassador who came. And what makes Brisbane different is, first of all, we're probably still leading the way because we were the inaugural French festival in Australia. But also, it's a community event. So we have over 300 volunteers coming for the weekend. And the management committee is about 30 people working as volunteers all year. So it's probably the best festival in terms of good vibes because everybody's happy to be here. Everybody's happy to help. And we've got a great team of professionals volunteering. So I think that makes a big point of difference with everyone else.
And what is it that drives the idea? Like what inspired you to start the festival? What's its aim?
I think Australian population is very Francophile. Either they've visited France one day, they love going there on holidays, they like the food. So there's a big interest for everything French. And surprisingly, the French community, when we migrate to Australia, we don't stick together. So like some communities always gather together, but French people work for Australian companies, marry Australian women and men. And so we sort of integrate and we never gather. So because there was a big demand for something French and there was no French community event happening, we thought, oh, let's try to do a French festival and see how it goes. So it only happens once a year, but the whole French and Francophone community, which is Canadian, Belgian, Swiss people, we all get together and party at South Bank for one weekend.
Does Brisbane have a particularly large Francophone community?
We're tiny. We're very tiny compared to Sydney, Melbourne or Perth. And I think we've got registered only 5,000 French people in Brisbane and 30,000 all over Queensland. So it's a very small community. But as Graham Quirk always likes to say, we just punch above our weight because we make noise. But there's not many French people around.
Fantastic. So do you think that there is an appetite for enjoying French culture year-round based on the success of this one weekend festival? And also there's a whole week celebration following on this year. So if you can tell us a bit about that as well.
It starts to happen in Brisbane, sorry. Yeah, we have more cultural events happening. There's a Brisbane French Theatre troupe that's been operating for a year. There's a lot of events and there's a few French restaurants. There's a couple that have just opened in Brisbane. But as I said, compared to the rest of Australia, Brisbane is still not very Francophone. So there's a lot that could be done and more events could happen through the year because we get over 30,000 people coming on the weekend in that tiny place of the cultural forecourt. So there's definitely a big demand. So there's space for more people to do more things.
Absolutely. Well, we look forward to seeing you at the festival on the weekend. Is there a cost for people to attend?
Yeah, the cost for people to attend, it's $10 at the gate, but it's free for children 12 and under, and $5 students and concession cards. So it's between $5 and $10. We open on Friday at 5 p.m. and we'll close the festival on Sunday at 6 p.m. So if you're in Brisbane, now is the time to come and have some good food and good wine.
Absolutely. And that cost is just towards running the festival. It's not a for-profit venture or anything.
It's not for-profit association. So basically the entry fees cover probably the rental of the venue. That's it.
Yep.
So no, we really need that entry fee. Otherwise, we would have stopped after a couple of years. So that's like our survival thing. So yeah, $10 is the minimum we can charge, because there's so many good bands coming from Perth, Noumea, arriving at the airport tomorrow. So the entertainment is really, really worth the $10 you'll pay at the gate. So it's a huge event. But if you want to have a look at the program, it's all on our website. So it's lefestival.com.au. So lefestival.com.au.
Fantastic. Betty Monette, thank you very much for speaking to us today.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me. Thanks a lot.